Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October the 18th, 2011. Envoys of the Middle East Quartet have announced plans to meet members of both sides separately later this month, and Gilad Shalit has been released first to Egypt and back home to Israel, where he met the Prime Minister and his parents. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Envoys of the Middle East Quartet will be holding separate meetings with Palestinian and Israeli officials in Jerusalem on October the 26th. They will attempt to reinvigorate the fledgling peace process. Chief Negotiator Dr. Zaeb Zakaret of the Palestinian side claimed that he had not been informed of such a meeting, but added that the Palestinian side has no qualms at meeting members of the quartet. He added that he meets with members of the quartet regularly, and they have nothing new to offer until such time that Israel halts its settlement activities. This seems highly unlikely due to Israel's recent announcement of 2,610 housing units to be built in illegally annexed East Jerusalem, with another 1,590 units after they are completed. Hamas political leader Mahmoud Zahar has told the Israeli daily newspaper Haaretz that the prisoner swap deal between Hamas and Israel includes lifting the siege of the Gaza Strip. Zahar insists that Israel will have to ease the restrictions on the border terminals, including travel between the coastal enclave and the West Bank, along with incorporating an increase in the exports of the Gaza Strip to Israel and abroad. The deal stipulates that Israel has to improve the conditions of the Palestinian detainees, and that family members from the Gaza Strip will be able to visit loved ones. Meanwhile, officials at the Israeli Defense Ministry states that the Shilat deal represents a shift in relations between Israel and Hamas. All of the first 477 to be freed are now safely in Gaza and Ramallah. With exception of those who are to be exiled, they are now in Egypt. The Palestinian Authority, led by President Mahmoud Abbas, held a conference welcoming the detainees back. He expressed his support for them, calling them freedom fighters for God and the country. With Abbas stood Hamas founder Sheikh Hassan Youssef. They both expressed their thanks towards Egypt, who helped to secure the deal, as well as other Arab countries. They both offered statements of unity. Unfortunately, there were also clashes between Israeli military and residents who came to Batunia terminal to welcome home the detainees. Water cannons and tear gas are claimed to have been used to disperse the crowds. In Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas, along with many political and military leaders of the movement, welcomed detainees who have been sent to Gaza. They reaffirmed that the resistance fights for its people and that they will continue to achieve victories. Meanwhile, whilst the nearly 500 Palestinian detainees have been returned, captured Israeli soldier Corporal Gilad Shalit has been returned home to Israel. Egyptian TV has published an interview with the 25-year-old soldier, who looks thin and pale after it is likely that he spent much of these past 5 years being kept out of the open and out of sunlight. Shalit claimed that he was first made aware of the upcoming release only 1 week ago, and that he is eager to tell the people of his years in captivity. The young soldier claims that Egypt's good relationship with Hamas and Israel played an important role in the deal, and when asked about the plight of the thousands of Palestinians currently held in Israeli prisons, he claimed that he would be happy to see them released and go back home to their land and parents. Despite years in captivity, Shalit hopes that the deal which Hamas and Israel hatched out will bolster the peace process between the two. Shalit will need to undergo extensive medical checks and be debriefed by the army regarding his captivity, but he has since met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his parents. He is soon to be flown to a base in Tel Aviv before returning home, where his full family and friends will be waiting for him. This is just some of the news from Palestine Today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and myself, William Gibson.